Why does it seem that time goes quicker as we get older? And why can't we remember our very early years? These are two of the questions that Douwe Dreisma tackles in his book, Why Life Speeds Up as You Get Older.
Most people have their first memory when they're about 3 or 4 years of age. And this means that what happens before to you must have disappeared, and these memories are gone. And this may have to do with the maturing of the brain, because the brain is still so plastic. It's hard to have permanent memories registered in tissue which is still changing. That's a neurological explanation. There's also a psychological explanation pointing out that for a child it takes some time to develop a sense of identity, to develop a sense of me. So it's like a diary without an author, in fact, the first 2 years. It's only after a child can develop this sense of being a person that the memories cling to this single person and become a memory.
Now, what would you therefore say about people who say that they can go back, say, onto hypnosis or whatever, and remember some of those early things, and perhaps even memories from the womb?
These things are always difficult to test. In fact, there have been experiments with hypnosis indicating that when people make children's drawings while under hypnosis, these drawings are completely different from the drawings they did make indeed when they were 5 or 6 years old. So someone under hypnosis might draw like he thinks that a child would draw instead of a real children's drawing. So many of these experiments are difficult to evaluate.
Do you have a particular feeling on why it is? Do you go for the psychological or the neurological?
Well, I think for the first 1 or 2 years, the neurological explanation would be the best. In fact, with a young child, the brain is still exploding, and this all this new tissue, etc. And it's hard to imagine how a memory could be permanently etched in something which is still changing.
What about when youngsters have a very, very traumatic experience? So although they may not actually remember that experience, they can't say, you know, this is what happened and I remember it happening, but somehow it still has an effect on them. Doesn't that sort of make you think, well, the brain must be absorbing and, you know, saying something?
Yes. Interestingly enough, many people who have older memories than before the age of 3 reported it was a traumatic experience. There are a lot of people in the Netherlands who have as their first memory a bombardment. They were born in a war, and so they witnessed a bombardment when they were 2, for instance. And this is an early memory which is even earlier than a normal first memory. So indeed, traumatic experiences may lead to early registering of experiences.
Now, for some people, it seems that the memories come much, much later, and you don't remember anything really until you're sort of 6 or 7, virtually.
Yes.
Do those people just have very bad memories?
No, not at all. But indeed, it happens even as late as 8, which means that even the early years of the first years at school are completely forgotten. Some memories start working rather late, but that doesn't mean that they have a bad memory in general.
Now that we know that children generally will forget all this very early life, can parents do anything to help them remember it? Hopefully the good bits, obviously, but at least to keep those memories intact?
Yes. Well, one of the sad advices is not to repeat experiences. When you take a child to a zoo, and then your parents will take this child to the zoo 1 month from here, and it will go to the zoo with teachers, etc., it will have a general experience of going to the zoo instead of separate experiences. So our memories tend to blend, and when they blend, it becomes difficult to reproduce them separately. So when there's this beautiful experience for a child and you want to keep it intact, don't repeat it.
I guess that's going to make learning quite difficult, though.
Yes, because learning is repetition and routine, etc. But I'm referring to recollections of separate individual things which happen to you.
That's Douwe Dreisma, author of Why Life Speeds Up as You Get Older.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.